The president and Mrs. Obama will lead a delegation to Johannesburg that is expected to include former President George W. Bush.
I am one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. My very first political action, the first thing I ever did that involved an issue or a policy or politics, was a protest against apartheid.
The White House has scrambled to rearrange the president's schedule for a trip during the only full week. Both houses of Congress are expected to be in session for the remainder of the year. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline to fund the government or risk another partial federal shutdown early next year. Mr. Obama wants a bipartisan agreement that includes an extension of federal benefits for the unemployed.
If Congress refuses to act, it won't just hurt families already struggling. It will actually harm our economy. Unemployment insurance is one of the most effective ways there is to boost our economy.
The president should focus less on government solutions and more on energizing the private sector, according to the Speaker of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, John Boehner.
There's no doubt that under President Obama, our country has fallen into what I'll call a new normal. Slow economic growth, high unemployment, stagnant wages. Listen, the president's more focused on increasing reliance on government programs than pro-growth policies that would create more American jobs and better American wages.
The coming week may also reveal whether lawmakers intend to follow through on tougher sanctions against Iran, despite administration warnings that such measures could torpedo international negotiations over the country's nuclear program. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.